This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
I'm Kyle Nguyen, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael Cohen today. Thanks for joining us. So this is one of those weeks that Congress is not in session, and so that means that members of Congress are back in their districts, holding town halls, meeting with constituents, and doing other various in-district activities. Our local congressman, Mike Bishop, held an event in Brighton on Monday in which he invited three different groups of 30 people in to have kind of a roundtable type discussion. He's also supposed to have something in Ingham County next Thursday, although we don't have details on that. Meanwhile, there is a group that put together a community town hall in which they invited the congressman to come in and join them and talk about issues that are confronting the 8th Congressional District, the state, and the country at large. One of the people who sponsored this event is Gretchen Hertz, and she's joining us on the other end of the line. Good evening, Gretchen. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good evening.
So talk to us about the community town hall and who showed up and if the alleged guest of honor showed up.
The guest of honor did not show up. We didn't anticipate that he would because he didn't tell us directly that he wouldn't come, although we invited him about 6 or 7 weeks ago to come. But he did announce through the press that he would not come.
Okay.
So we didn't expect that he would come. But we rented a room for 450 people, and the room was full, and there were people standing along the back and the sides. So we estimate there's about 500 people that came.
And this was at the Crystal Gardens Banquet Center in Howell, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And almost everybody was from District 8. We at one point we had them stand up and show everybody who was just a constituent. My mom was there, so she was she's not a member, but we had Abdul El-Fayed, who's running for governor,
yep.
And he was there, and he's not in our district. But other than that, you know, almost everybody else was a district member, and the people who are concerned about what's going on in our district, and they're concerned about health care, and they're concerned about having Representative Bishop listen to their concerns.
So tell us who some of the people who got up to speak ended up being.
Okay, well, we had a number of actual constituents come up and read their stories, tell their stories, and then pose a question to Mike Bishop. Even though he wasn't there, it was a question, you know, Mike Bishop, here's our concern, here's our story, and here's our, you know, here's what we're worried about. So we did have a number of just, you know, regular constituents come up. We also had a number of people who are either running or considering to run, for the Democratic nomination against Bishop in 2018.
So who are those people?
Sure. So we had Susanna Scarelli,
mm-hmm.
who ran last time.
Yep.
We had Darlene Dominick, who has announced her candidacy. We had Nathan Ohl, who was appointed by Obama, worked in the Obama administration, and now he's also considering a run. And then we had Christopher Smith, who's a professor at MSU, and he has a blog, RepMikeBishopWatch.net, where he keeps track of what Bishop is up to and provides some analysis, and he's considering a run.
Okay. Now, Darlene Dominick, I'm not familiar with her, but she's a former environmental lawyer and a small business owner. What did she tell the crowd? Do you remember?
Her campaign theme is Rise Up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really about focusing things, not trickle down from the top and focus on the top and trickle down to the bottom, but start at the bottom and rise up from there was her theme.
And then how firm was Suzanne Scarelli as far as running this next time?
So she has not declared that she's running, but she gave a great speech, and it was very inspirational about getting involved and staying involved. And I think we'll just have to keep an eye on her and see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if she ran, but she's, you know, she has not said that she's going to.
Now, was Melissa Gilbert there, the former candidate in the 8th Congressional?
was. Yeah. So we invited Melissa Gilbert, just happened to know someone who worked on her campaign and put us in touch. And I'm such a huge fan of Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know she was involved in politics and she's relevant to our district, but I think being a huge fan swayed me to a certain extent to invite her. But I'm glad I did because she had a lot of insight about what it was like to run against Mike Bishop and what a huge role campaign finance plays, you know, in running for office and how it distorts the process, really. So she had she talked about that, and also she was very gracious to Susanna and thanked her for running after Melissa had health problems and had to step down.
And you mentioned Abdul Al-Said, who is a candidate for governor in 2018. Was there anybody else who mentioned any statewide ambitions who happened to show up at this event Tuesday?
No, not that I spoke to, and he was wonderful, and people were very excited to hear him, and so now we're going to have a very exciting Democratic primary for governor because you know I've been such a Gretchen Whitmer fan, you know because she has such a wonderful name.
Yeah, right.
But,
of course.
But after hearing Abdul speak, you know it's going to be a great primary with some really high-quality candidates.
Well, as a matter of fact, I got an invitation for an event on Saturday at 5 o'clock at what used to be called the Gone Wired Cafe, and now I'm blanking on what it's called now, but it's on Michigan Avenue, right next to the Green Door, and they are going to be having a Democratic gubernatorial forum in which Abdul Al-Said is going to be there, as well as Bill Cobb, who is a candidate from out of the Farmington Hills, Detroit area. And Gretchen Whitmer is going to show up as well, and they're going to talk about some of the issues that they're going to be campaigning on. I think it's the first formal event I've seen featuring at least the people who have declared up to now. Obviously, Dan Kildee's been rumored as going to get in at some point, but hasn't declared yet. So among those who have declared, we're going to have a forum 5 o'clock at Michigan Avenue to at least introduce those candidates. So some early campaigning on that. Speaking with Gretchen Hertz, and she helped organize an event in Howell to encourage Mike Bishop to at least engage in the community. How do you? He's going to have an event in Ingham County, I understand. But how do you think he's been as far as being accessible to the public in general?
Well, with these events, and when you introduced the events, you said you didn't have a lot of details. I know the Ingham County events are going to be on the 20th, and they're going to be in Stockbridge.
Oh, in Stockbridge. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was an interesting choice because it's at the very bottom of our district. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 miles from the edge of our district. And the large population center in Ingham is you know, Lansing and East Lansing. So I'm not sure why he's making it so difficult for people to come see him.
Do you know where in Stockbridge he's going to be?
I don't remember the official name, but I think it's the American Legion.
Okay.
I think it's the American Legion there in Stockbridge.
What do you think about his accessibility so far?
I think it's been difficult to relay our concerns to him. He started off with the telephone town halls, which were highly moderated, where he would speak for 20 minutes or so, and then he would take some questions, which I only assume are pre-screened, and then the people wouldn't have a chance for follow-up or to ask any further question of him. He said he wasn't going to have any town halls, and then recently he's changed his mind and decided to have these listening sessions. However, the way he scheduled these listening sessions and rolled out the announcement was highly problematic because he didn't he announced it at like 10 o'clock in the morning on a weekday. The registration was only open for about an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. So someone who wanted to attend these sessions would have had to been on the internet or Facebook at this particular time during the middle of the workday and signed up. And so many, many people didn't know about the registration until it was closed and weren't able to sign up. And many people who were interested in going to the sessions were not able to go because they were scheduled during the workday, so there were none in the evening and none on the weekends.
Very interesting. Well, Gretchen, I appreciate your time on the Capital City Recap. Gretchen Hertz, an organizer for a community forum that was held Tuesday invited the congressman from the 8th Congressional District, Mike Bishop, but it did not end up happening that way. Indivisible Michigan District 8 is the name of their group, and thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.